Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Get your motor running. We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for being with me today. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget, when you get there, as thousands of you do every month, be sure to subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email. And this week, the feature article is about why I think that the current expansion is going to be stronger and longer than the last one. And I've already gotten some word in from you how much you appreciate that article. And so those of you who haven't subscribed, if you subscribe this week, you got a chance to get that one. And so it's really easy. All you got to do is sign your name up. And actually, all we really need is your email address. And if you want to give us more information, that's fine. But that's all you have to do. Just give us your email address. Okay. We've got Charlotte Stallings is going to be with us. We're doing the final hookups on that right now, and hopefully she'll be with us in just a minute. They're working that out right now. Anyway, Charlotte, as I said earlier, is Vice President of Investment Strategies at American Express Funds, and her company has been doing some research with people and finding out how they feel about their finances. Where are they in their finances? Where are they in with regard to their current situation, where they're living right now, and where they are right now in their current financial situation, as well as in their retirement age. And they also focused on women, how women feel about their finances. And Charlotte's with us right now. We're gonna get her in here to tell us about what they found. Charlotte, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
It's good to have you here, Charlotte. Thank you for joining us. I was just telling the audience, Charlotte, about the survey that American Express conducted to find out how people felt about their finances. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we found a lot of things, one of which is that the majority of Americans are really concerned about their household finances and they want help, yet only one out of four actually seeks help from an expert. We found that people spend more time worrying about their finances than they actually spend managing them. And I'd say this is really alarming to us. That was one of the big findings.
That doesn't surprise me at all, Charlotte. You know why?
Why?
Because I work with small business owners, and they all need help. We all need help. But you know what happens? We don't ask for help. You know why? Because we're ashamed. We're afraid. We think that we should already know this. Or I should already know the answer to this. Or I don't want anybody to help me because I don't want anybody else knowing how bad this is. Or I'm the only person in the world who has this problem. One of those three.
Well, and that is very interesting you make those comments. Again, from the Personal Economy Index, we found that more than two-thirds of the adults who responded don't have any clear direction for their financial future. Mm. So there's this sense of maybe being overwhelmed, or I know I should do something, but I've not really done anything. And it could be for the reasons you just outlined. What we found is
I was just going to say, Charlotte, that to me, what I tell small business owners, and I'm sure you do too as a financial advisor, as a seasoned financial advisor, I know you do too, and that's just just to get started. If you start cleaning things up today, tomorrow will be better than today, and the day after that's going to be better. I mean, it's a building block process, isn't it?
It really is, and we say to people, very in line with what you're advising them, that first assess where you are. Really kind of break it down into small, manageable tasks. Assess where you are financially, and it's really a great time to do that now because you're receiving your end tax statements, statements from the banks, credit card companies and such. And again, for business owners, they're dealing with their personal finances as well as the business finances. And we show that, again, lots of folks out there are concerned with their situation. So first, assess where you are. And then secondly, decide where you want to be. That's not just how much money you want to have in the bank at the end of the year, but it's assessing even your current debt load. We found that 42% of the respondents said that Too much debt is one of their major top financial concerns. So assessing where you want to be, assessing where you are, deciding where you want to be, and then thirdly, making a plan. Just as you would need a roadmap to get from point A to point B if you were taking a trip, why not ensure that you're doing the same? As a business owner, you owe this to yourself for your personal as well as your business finances.
Well, Charlotte, you know, I hate to sound like somebody's mother, but deferred gratification, thy name is not American. And, you know, we're not good at putting things off because we've got the ability to borrow money. We're in a consumerist society. Everything around us motivates us to spend money, to buy things, to have stuff. And that really kind of is at a conflict with long-term financial planning sometimes, isn't it?
It certainly can be. What we found from our survey, 4 out of 5 Americans anticipate at least one major life event occurring in the next 1 to 2 years. So while we have this desire for the immediate gratification, I see it now, I want it, we also understand that there are things that are coming up, like maybe sending a child to college, maybe expanding in that business or getting a new job, having or adopting a child, getting a new home. Those are things that we're expecting to have happen, and they are tied to our finances. We call mm-hmm. those things your personal economy. Now, here's something very important. I cannot control the world economy, the national economy. Those are outside of my sphere of influence. But what I can control is my personal economy. And so while I maybe am torn with, do I go make that purchase now, get the thing that brings instant gratification, or do I put in place a plan, get help from an expert, somebody who can help me to see my way clear and achieve those goals. That's what I would say everybody owes to themselves to do.
Charlotte, one of the things that I know you do as a financial planner, you and your folks there at American Express do as financial planners, is to help people lay out where their money is going and let them see it. Let those examples look back at them from the sheet of paper. And because there's something awfully dramatic and awfully sobering about seeing just how much we spend to eat out every month, just how much we spend on clothes and things like that. And what we, to me, in my experience, my personal experience, is seeing that really helps me to recognize that I've got priorities that I would like to be focusing on, but my habits, my behavior is not conducive to those priorities.
And I am so glad.
We got to take a quick break, Charlotte. When we come back, I'd like for you to weigh in on what I just said, I'd like to get your comments on that. We're going to talk to Charlotte Stallings a little bit more on the other side of these messages. She is Vice President of Financial Strategies at American Express Fund. Stay with us. We'll be right back, 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, having a great visit with our new friend Charlotte Stallings, who is Vice President of Investment Strategies for American Express Funds. And Charlotte, why don't you take a half a minute and tell us a little bit about your organization?
Well, American Express is an organization that's really in the business of helping people reach their financial goals. We're headquartered in Minneapolis, and we've got over 10,000 advisors, financial advisors throughout the country who are really, as I said, focused on helping people achieve their financial goals. We try to do that in a very thoughtful and meaningful way because it's about you achieving your goals. I talked previously about everybody having a personal economy, meaning those are events in our lives that we experience. Sometimes they're planned or expected, maybe unexpected. They're big, they're small, but they're tied to our finances. And we need help getting there. So our advisors really try to sit down with individuals, help them get a general understanding of their financial needs and objectives, and then taking an inventory. And this is what you were talking about.
Charlotte, before you get to that point, let me stop you. Somebody out there saying, I thought they were in the credit card business.
We are. That's another facet of our business.
I was just going to say, a lot of people may not know about the side of the house that you're on.
And it's an important side that they know about. We have been in the financial planning business for years, and what used to be IDS, now American Express for
right.
some years, helps people in financial planning. So we're credit cards, we're financial planning, a lot of different things.
What about, give us a website, please.
The website, absolutely, www.americanexpress.com. Or if anyone's interested in finding an advisor in your area, you could go to the site or dial 1-877-MY-ECONOMY. That's what we're talking about, your personal economy. That's where you can go to get more info.
877-MY-ECONOMY. Charlotte, as we went to the break, I was talking about laying all of our finances, all the money we spend, and identifying where all of them go, and how much that helps me to see whether how I'm missing the mark when I'm trying to reach my financial goals because my behavior doesn't match my goals.
And that's a very real concern that's out there. And until we are sitting down with somebody and just laying it all out, that's a part of what can be great with working with an advisor. They're objective and they're asking you to get involved in this process of being very clear around your current financial situation. And just like you talked about, maybe it helps you to get back to priorities. That's what we want for all the Americans, everybody out there, to be able to achieve their goals, to not feel burdened down by debt, as we had heard about in the survey, and not to feel like they are maybe stalled on the side of the road or facing too many road signs. And this is what we heard from the index as well, that people are just feeling overwhelmed. You don't have to feel that way. It doesn't have to be your reality. Working with an advisor, choosing to invite someone into your life who can help you be on course to meet those goals is vital.
You know, Charlotte, in the next hour, I'm going to introduce my audience to a lady who started, who about 17 years ago was on welfare. Today, she is the Small Business Person of the Year for Rhode Island, as chosen by the SBA. Now, in America, I don't care where you are, I don't care where you start, you can get yourself out of wherever you are and get yourself on a better road. All you have to do is believe that. And start taking some steps. It's just a building block thing. And can we find the survey if we wanted to go see if we can find ourselves in that survey? Can we find that at the website?
I don't know that the specific survey results are out there on the site.
Right.
There might be some information, again, visiting our website, www.americanexpress.com/myeconomy. That may get you to some other areas where you can get some insights. But go to the website.
Charlotte, before we through here on the air, hang on. I want to get some information from you because I'd like to see a copy of that survey. Let's talk about women. We've got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes. What about women? What did you find out about them?
Well, we found some interesting things, one of which is that women tend to be less optimistic than men concerning their financial futures, and that made me scratch my head a bit. I think we as women are the primary caregivers. We kind of think big picture, and so maybe that's why there was a bit less optimism.
Our ego masquerades as optimism, I think, sometimes.
You said that, so I'm gonna.
No, I admit it. I admit. I'll admit that. Go ahead.
Well, but women spend less time maybe managing the finances sometimes than men do. Again, just division of labor and such. And I'm very involved with our Women in Investing program and have a real concern around making sure that women are knowledgeable about the issues that we will face. So it's important that women be involved. Again, seek out the help of an advisor, somebody who is objective, who is knowledgeable, who can help you be clear about your goals and objectives and really be on path to meet those.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you said that women were not as optimistic. I do think that women sometimes, and I think that's changing though right now, Charlotte. I think women sometimes get the idea that it's going to be a whole lot harder for them to dig themselves out than a guy, and that's probably because of some conditioning. There's probably some reality in there from the standpoint of, you know, like the glass ceiling effect and all that, but. But I really think that's changing, and I encourage you, and I congratulate you guys on doing this survey and finding this information out, because shining light on these kinds of situations really helps people to understand what's going on, how they are behaving, and how to change their behavior. And I appreciate you guys doing this, Charlotte.
Oh, you're very welcome. We appreciate the opportunity to talk with everyone everywhere about the needs that they have to improve their financial situation. Again, dial 877-MY-ECONOMY or go to the AmericanExpress.com website. Find somebody who can help you really achieve your financial goals.
Thank you, Charlotte. And let's do this again. Come back and give us some more information on this another day.
We will. Take care.
Bye. Thanks. Bye, Charlotte. Quick break. I'll be right back.
with Russell Brown. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.